Right, I'm ready now. Here at
20 minutes of Clue.
Sterno, where are you?
Yeah, I know. You saw the wrong Bob and
that
Doug.
Was the
no,
wrong
this
movie.
Is this is Bob. This is Doug. This is all those guys. Not that Bob and Doug. You're all confused again. Look at this. I told you there's a wrong book and a right book. And there's a wrong movie and a right movie. And a wrong show and a right show. And a good show and a bad show. And avoid any computers. Oh, Funto. Funto, kill that caller.
Would you like to ask Funto any questions? I don't care what it says in the book. This is our religion. We'll do whatever we want with it. We don't have to read that book. See, that's what happens to people that do everything the book says to do. That's not even the real book. It's just a hint of the real book.
No, I don't answer questions.
With all these funny noises and bull data, just to evade the listener's curiosity and make him forget his questions.
Thank you.
Funny. Ho, ho, ho.
That wasn't funny. It was serious.
No, not your answer.
Oh.
The show. Ha, 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 okay, thank you.
Oh. How do you get to be a foundation member?
Oh, it's closed.
Oh.
This is like if you sent a box full of SA90s, TDK SA90s, or Maxell Epitaxel X2As. You know, you can go right to Arkansas.
Palatial?
Yeah.
I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
Hey, there you go.
Well, then
is that your church?
With me.
Not stupid.
Hey.
That explains it.
Yeah. So stand up, sit down, fight, 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 fight.
Right?
No.
You missed the point entirely.
Oh. It's hard for me to understand.
Yeah, okay. Do a joke about Large Town.
There was three little boys who went to Large Town because they needed some slack. When they got there,
all they could find were
all these dead people. Snare drum struck hard. They asked dead people, "How come you're dead?" And they didn't say anything.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, caller.
Come on, we gotta feel our way around to get off this show.
Good night.
Fade out.
We gotta.
Well, not yet. You're not in charge of the show.
No. We've gotta be nice.
Moss grows in our heads until next
time. You play at the end of the show because you got nothing else to put on, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But come on down here and be here.
It's true. It's very true.
There's very few truths left.
Yes, but this show is
very
one of
few
them.
Truths.
This show,
at the end of this show, is another one. This is so true.
Bob Dobbs
happens the same way every week.
Guys hanging around, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Get tired of it.
Yeah, we get tired of it too. We just turn the tape recorders on and go home. In fact, I'm driving back to the station right now to pick up my tape.
Take mine and throw it away.
Leprechaun, leprechaun.
Everybody welcome.
I thought it was an old, testy, irate fucking lady. Puddles there. Keep warm.
Well, second. 8 seconds. I don't see what is happening.
Is there any real people in around here? Oh, they've been here for a long time. Well, good morning, Berkeley, and welcome once again to those things that keep you awake. Yeah, even the people here in the studio are looking around, trying to think, is that real? Or is it just more of that Mamorex? Well, I have lots of guests tonight. First-hand reports of what happened in Dockstock. So are you. See the little whispering voices out there? Little whispering voices out there.
Did we come?
This
did
is the conspiracy come? Of silence.
Yes, here in the studio with me. The frightening Streckers.
All who listen to my voice, all who hear us tonight, know and understand.
And that's, of course, your favorite Hal.
The word of Bob.
The computer
is the
that
of Bob.
Will not stop.
Spider-like robot walks, climbs, and lifts. Multi-legged robot called a functionoid because it moves about could be the precursor for robotic applications in agriculture, exploration of land, sea and space, security, surveillance, and defense. Having
right.
six legs or articulators, the mechanical creature walks on any terrain with equal efficiency without need of turning to change direction. The robot
or needing to.
They have agricultural purposes, and you don't have to put little bib overalls on them. And that's kind of interesting, actually.
Well, what was the purpose of the famous Dockstock convention?
This was to stir up trouble and set things in a broil. In a word, subversion.
Insect bites.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And insect phobia on a mass scale, resulting in violent insanity, convulsions, and painful, lingering death.
Did you have one of those cute little Dockstock tents?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Pup.
I didn't, we were in Pobucker City.
Fudo the pup.
I didn't even get one of those.
Huh.
No, they forced me to sleep on a car in the music room. Oh, that's okay. No violins. This is a tough life. Kill the musicians. Welcome once again, Berkeley, to the way it really is. For those of you who are subgenius. And
floating on a sea of serenity.
What is the law?
What is the law?
Not to go on all fours. That is the law.
Oh, right.
Not to go to Dockstock. That is the law.
That's
not
right.
Not to suck up drink. That is the law.
No, not suck it up, because then you have to pay for more while everybody's still on their first one.
And it can create gas pains also.
He put white powder cream in his coffee, I can tell.
No. There's no white powder application. Cream Aura? Cream Lessa?
Berkeley Farms in Berkeley.
What we are seeing transpire here is an age-old ritual, some thousand centuries old.
How old is that joke? I'd really like to know.
It's about 80 years old.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's why
it's
been there a long time.
Wow. They have very quaint carts. And I like the ones where they tell you to bring back the goddamn carrying crate or we'll kill you.
Well, they used to have jokes on the back, and they had these wonderful jokes about the Shah of Iran and stuff.
What?
Before he fell. Yeah, Berkeley, right on top of things.
Why?
You bet. There are even people down at fellow radio stations who say that the subgenius are merely as politically weighty as a Saturday morning cartoon show.
Huh. Merely as politically weighty.
Well, I don't know about that. That seems a bit heavy for me.
Indeed, there are those abroad in this great land of ours who would blaspheme against the church to such an extent that they warn against use of it as a palliative to assassinations and other sops to decency.
That's a horrible way to go, you know?
I've known many who it happened to, and they disappeared down in the blackness of the void.
Oh, just what did happen at Dockstock that scared everybody?
Well, the official photographs, which of course have been later determined to be fakes, don't tell all the story. Now, as you'll see here, looking at this...
On the Visi screen on number 4.
If you'll clear the interocitor picture a little here, we'll see on the edge where this large stalk-like plant is forming. See those buds or sporules around the bottom? They're opening rhythmically. Oh, there's a good example. And flowering into notes of pure harmony.
Ah, and disappearing off into the sky in little pink fuzzy clouds. That's, of course, the cute part of Dockstock.
This plant that Charles Darwin, writing in 1865, said, "I pick up your telephone, but I don't hear your dial tone."
He did? Maybe he could... Oh, I see. They've got a new Charles Darwin tape recorder here.
We're having a lot of fun down at Pop's Chocolate Shop. Of course, my pop told me never to go near the place.
Well, that's
my
because...
My mom told me never to pop my chocolates.
And did you?
No.
And then there's a new Dockstock video game that's being designed right now in the Green Hell Studios. In fact, Green Hell was... While he was at Dockstock, mm-hmm. our missionary from Bolivia apparently was embroiled in a conflict in that one of the characters that was supposed to be at Dockstock instead went and killed a man in Austin, Texas. And so we had a real problem, and apparently...
Just had one of those tonight. The Low Show profile, one of the...
The disagreement?
Stabbed Molina.
Tonight?
Kaiser Hospital in stable condition. Well,
it's full moon for sure. Things have been weird all 24 hours.
Actually, Doctor, to be precise, the full moon occurs tomorrow night on the 20th.
We got another day to go through with this stuff. I got a car to worry about.
They say Christ was born in a stable condition.
In a
rimshot.
Okay, for that you have to be Doug Smith for a year.
However, it was only found when the infant was exposed to the lunar rays that the lycanthropic characteristics appeared.
It was
such
a full moon.
Hair on the palms.
Right, and filming in Times Square and Trafalgar Square, rather, in London, running through the sides of buses and storefronts.
Then these mysterious ascensions or inflations and also expulsions of tenuous gas have to be explained by science.
Ah, yes, and explain they do. Well paid they are.
I wish I could be.
Yes. Well, you will be after this show. Of course, the promise that the check on the end of the stick is always there in front of the studio.
The royalties check.
Yes. That which we promise is in the mail forever and ever.
They're written in blue blood.
That 1.5% of nothing. It'll be delivered to your door as soon as you say the magic word or find out what the name of the band is.
Or.
Because the band that dare not speak its name's name.
Are.
Is not available in any store.
Hmm.
So, what do you think, listener? It's a little baby call.
We can't play you on the air the chilling, thrilling sounds of the band that dare not speak its name because the sound would so overwhelm you that you would be unable to function in your life.
That's right. So this is the Relax Show. We're going to keep all the music and sound effects to a minimum and actually have only 8 engineers on the board instead of the usual prerequisite 24.
Actually have only 8 engineers on the board.
Yes.
Yes,
you're always here, caller. You're the 24-hour KPFA caller.
The Mitchell Brothers have something called Pink Video. Do you know what that is?
That's our own video.
That's your own?
Yes.
Oh.
They got all the women subgeniuses, both of them, and stripped them.
And
I'm on it.
Focus the camera at the pink part.
And if you've been watching the Chronicle, you'll see that the pink zone tourism in the Philippines is off. Yes, it said right there, headline, pink zone tourism is off. Now, a lot of these things can't be explained on the radio because of the stereo vision involved in the answer. Careful there.
Mm-hmm.
He's losing something, I think.
Oh, that's scary.
I think we're having our electrical conduits investigated, but they should not interfere with the broadcast, which can continue at the present time.
A tingle.
Oh, whoa, okay, here we go. See what happens?
There,
so you got to be careful. Whoa! Oh, no.
The music's back.
This is the Eclectic Show, yes.
Is this your first
I killed Gary. I killed Paul. And I got Candy Strecker.
I buried Paul.
And Paul.
Is this your first week back on the air? Hello?
Yes, this is my first week back on the air, actually.
It may appear weak as puzzling evidence. Uninitiate, but
I think
it's
that Hal,
pulsating with unlimited power.
I think that Hal and the Gabrofam were on while I was gone.
Oh,
and
I called the station.
I did too.
The first time you're going to be back on is the 19th, and they lied, huh?
No, they didn't lie. They were confused.
No, they don't always respond when you call.
There was a real confusion back when, we interviewed President Reagan on the show, and that was so exciting that the place was mobbed and a lot of things were broken because everybody wanted to get down here and be in the band with him and, you know, groupies and stuff.
We had a tremendous amount of damage
so
done.
It was
an amazing
article folio back.
And then I went on tour because I had to go help the Ninja movies happen and we had to go kind of shape up Mount Rainier for a while. What? Muffin? Yeah, we had to go down and stay with Biff and Muffin. And that's where we went down and stayed with the ninjas. And we came back, and Muffin's still at Raleigh Studio.
Is that a Weechi Michi Ojimbo?
That's a Weechi Michi board, yeah. So you put your hand on it like this.
But be careful, because
it's electric.
Can come through. Increase the mega voltage, Doctor.
Yes.
I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing.
Okay, we'll let you get back, too.
We hope you've enjoyed whatever you've been doing because we haven't much enjoyed whatever it is we're attempting to do here at this time in this particular reference of time frame. But let's talk about Bob. Bob has a great power which even the Pope of the Vatican envies, the power to fail and fail repeatedly. That's what we do on this show, as an example and a beacon, and a beaconing and beckoning example to the Bay Area.
In fact, the Pope failed to make it to Dockstock.
That's right.
And we can only hope that he'll fail to make it to the January show.
In his failure to be infallible, he is truly... Unduly and unruly. Yes, Bob is fallible. Yes, Bob is fallible. As fully humanly fallible as is superhumanly possible. As fully humanly fallible as is superhumanly possible.
Because it's just like,
have
you ever sat in there during a windstorm? It's very different.
It's really sinking the air out.
It's very cold and lonely.
Cold.
Sometimes
ice is
forming
in the mouth. Yes, I've had this
about my ears.
And I know even though there are too many sound effects.
Lars Stiles is the first aid man.
Stop the prison.
And he will furnish you with earplugs.
Hmm?
And you will not have to listen to the show.
Are we in hell?
We don't want you dancing around here in hell because it will make you too happy.
Turn the fire down.
They're the little weenie people that will sing every morning to you.
Stomp on them.
No, I'm afraid they're permanent fixtures here in Casio Hell.
But you've got to plug in the female.
In the background, the 24-hour music that will play for 3 years straight until you work off the Dobbs parking lot ticket that you got.
Welcome to Saturday Morning Fever on our contemporary Bobcast for all you guys and gals out there who want to go, go, go.
Good night, little friends. Good night. I'll see you again tomorrow at the same time, and I'll be back with all my little friends.
We're discussing
the
dance.
The official subgenius dance is that they teach on un-American bandstand.
That's on in a few hours, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if we can stay awake that long.
Well, I certainly hope I can make it.
It's kind of grotesque with those bags of glue that they have tied to their feet by their pants cuffs.
Boy, they sure seem to move slowly.
It slows them down, but they've got a lot of style, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they sure do, and I wonder if they sell that stuff.
Now, there's a cute couple.
Well, I'd like to get back to Doc Stock because I think a lot happened there. And since you're the first witnesses to actually show up on the show.
We crawled out, yeah.
Yeah, so did I. But
cried out in the wilderness, my friend.
I wondered what salient points you could bring to the listening audience tonight about that wonderful event as the spooky music plays.
Well, the thing that comes to my mind is that there were like 50,000 people there, and it took them 3 days to destroy one piano. I thought that was pitiful. Really pitiful.
Really?
Really.
I directly videotaped the destruction of the piano and then helped. I realized at 3 in the morning, all by myself, I was the only person in there banging on the soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, with just a couple more bangs, this soundboard with all the tension of those strings will snap up and probably cut me right into the knees.
And it did, right?
No, it didn't. Oh. That was the horrible part.
Well, it cut.
No, it never did. I don't understand how they did it, but somehow the board was broken longitudinally first.
It was a miracle.
It was. I mean, when you consider the state of the doctors that evening,
mm-hmm.
boy, they were right up there with Uncle Lee and all of the other fatalistic.
It's like the breaking of the bread, but it's the breaking of the soundboard. And then it was distributed into thousands of little pieces, and it never ran out. And there was a piece for everyone to bring home.
That's true. And Gary brought home a piece of that piano for his mom.
Mm-hmm. Made a lamp out of ours.
Hope it was a good piece.
Well, he wanted to get in an argument with her, I'm sure. So mm-hmm. he would say, here's a piece of piano that we completely destroyed. And she would say, why did you completely destroy a piano? And say, that's a doctor's.
Well, you get the idea.
Yes? Well, we don't get the money. We don't get the plastic. We don't even get good. Whistles of wheat we can't use.
That's one small step for man.
I know.
Right stuff.
Yes,
yeah, they had the right stuff there.
Could I have some of that stuff? I didn't get enough the last time.
Oh, well, you see, that's the problem. You don't send the money, you don't get the stuff.
Pardon me, sir. Stuff?
You promised the slack stuff. Is in the mail. Stuff
and nonsense.
Put your number in the stereo, isn't it? Get that nipple out of my eye.
Well, I think we should have pizza parlors.
You can stuff it, buddy.
And sell Chicago style stuffed pizza.
It's activity period here at the KPFA Subgenius
Radio
Show.
We call it the right stuff stuffed pizza and have Chuck E. Yeager as the mascot.
That sounds great.
Yeah, Chuck E. Yeager's Pizza Time.
And you can walk in through Chuck E. Yeager's mouth as he's selling the oil filter.
You know they're all a bunch of audio animatronic dummies.
Well, they were the first
they
time.
They make nice pizza, though. I mean, it's
the guy
on Channel
3 Elliot Gould.
Audio animatronic.
Dr. Scott. Can we call Dr. Eugene Scott and get him on the air?
I sure would like to.
I'd really like to talk to him.
Man, that guy's on the air all the time.
Yes, he's a sentimental fool working out for Christ.
I don't see how he goes to the bathroom.
He's a droid.
Yeah. When they focus in on his mouth, they're repairing the rest of his body.
His mouth is covered by series of cone-like rings or vegetable excrescences.
Yeah, well, actually,
does he clean it up?
Tube, basically.
Wait a minute, caller. Something's happening to us all.
We're getting a feeder pattern in the interlock control.
Good morning. This is KPFA.
I hate the little one.
Yes, it is.
Could I make a request, please?
You just did.
Well, no, I haven't made the request.
Don't be scared now. Stand up. There you go. There you go.
Are you making fun of me? I would like to
We're listening in front of you, yes. Me too.
Lawrence Welk?
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay, good morning. You too.
Hello, this is Doc Scott. What do you want to know?
Okay, there he is. Candy.
How do you manage to be on TV 24 hours a day without ever going to the bathroom and sleeping or anything?
I take a Benny's and Bath
Press. But one of the days, these days, you're just going to like explode, won't you?
Well,
eventually.
I have a tube that goes underneath my chair.
Well, so do I. But.
And then this tube goes into the pyramid.
But wait a minute, that tube.
Oh, yours is connected to something. See,
that's right. That tube's full of what you're talking about on the air.
Uh huh.
Right.
Hey, aren't you the guy that cleans out the lagers at Lawrence Livermore or something like that?
That's right. I clean out the toilets.
Oh, yeah, I seem to remember something about that.
Come on, stop. You keep dropping them, too. It's the White House janitor.
You know, they say that President Reagan just loves those little squirrels, and he scatters nuts for them to keep those little fellas hopping and bounding over the lawn.
He quaintly calls them his subjects.
Hey, you don't buy a church. A real mixed affair.
Hey, you want...
Hey, that's pretty good, fella.
I don't know. You should go back to the one about how to get the Beatles back together.
jokes, but you don't want to hear them.
That's true.
I missed that. Would you repeat that joke?
The funny part.
Oh.
How many does it take?
Why did the... Oh, how many... Oh, you don't want to hear a bad joke, huh?
A war dance?
Hey, no, I'm just a dance.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like a calypso
dance. Yes, they're stumped by the collar at this hour in the morning. It's horrible.
A rain dance celebrating the rain.
Yes, they can't even tell what's happening anymore. Oh, they're breaking the records left and right.
They're throwing too many things in the studio. It's a thick storm of flying objects here.
Yes, and that's just the way it goes when the sub-deenies go wild on the radio early in the morning.
It was a great show for everybody, or...
Wow, it's not over yet.
If it wasn't for those astronauts, we wouldn't have all those little bars called the rendezvous, you know?
Yeah, or all the people with the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the map of Doc Stock? Who did that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't get anything.
That's what everybody says. That seems to be the primary motto of any organization is I didn't get anything.
Yeah. Is this what you call a relief map?
Yes, that's it. Somebody did a relief map. No, somebody did a little drawing of Doc Stock, and I was going to do an attack on Doc Stock with little landing points. And
red dirt.
Yeah, I pulled a red smoke flare at one point Sunday night, and everybody got all upset because they thought it was something burning.
It's been said that the success of Doc Stock eclipsed even the success of the famous subgenius beach party that was held earlier this year.
That's right.
Well, that's right.
Make the clicks and I'm still there.
Only those of you who have interocitor units can see the show.
It's the caller.
The rest of you must listen over listener-sponsored KPFA.
I hope you'll bear with me. Yes, it's the caller's problem. He has to wait forever for that little click that says he's off the air.
Tell us about the pink station.
It's a pink dish.
Uh-huh. And your roof?
I use it to watch pink videos.
Pink videos.
Well, how much do those cost? You get them at Radio Shack?
I love this sort of thing. It's what you...
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, but there are more if you want the rotor.
Uh-huh. In and out.
And you can watch
Tupperware party.
Tupperware.
Caller can fool himself.
We have to censor the word Tupperware here.
He might have been referring to the 18th century Anglican divine Martin Tupper.
Oh, no, that's rubber.
I've had this story.
Or as Chuck Yeager's wife keeps saying, stuff it right, Chuck.
Well, if you're that eager,
that wasn't very funny. Tell
that
caller to you got to get back on and have a better job.
Oh, it's pathetic, but I mean, what do you want at 4:30 in the morning with Swiss cheese coming out of my ears?
Athos, you have to get dressed and get up D'Artagnan.
Here. At least you're still in bed in your PJs with Ronald Reagan embroidered on the pocket.
Fully dressed with my Bob.
That's not clothes, that's paint. Oh, watch out, that church gets heavy now. The air in here is very thick.
This is the very witching hour of night when churchyards yawn.
On, but there's no one.
And listeners yawn still more.
You'd be bored.
Good morning.
Yeah, the Sub-Dini's still going to have a convention.
Yes, we're going to start. We're starting the third weekend of January. In the
we're
going to
hoot and we're going to holler. We're going to have a ketchup and we're going to have a mustard.
And we'll continue right on to the Democratic convention later in the year.
That's when the flaming burrow will be heard from the top of the mark.
Yes, and the burrow was the food for the village for the next 3 weeks.
I broke the paper.
Instead of eating the show, they were able to eat the burrow.
Look, this paper.
Or as Candy is so fond of saying, screw the pooch.
Uh-huh. Or doodle the poodle.
We're maintaining an even strain here, Capcom.
And a strained evening it is.
And you're with us.
Oh, yes, I'm constantly.
And you're comfortable listening to listener-sponsored KPFA.
No, that's listener-censored, Hal.
I've had this station-censored.
Let us visit one of the ancient areas on the Earth's surface.
Ah, yes, Dobbstown.
A thousand-year-old city sparkling in the sun. Here you see simple peasants going about their daily routine.
Hello. Yes, and they disappear as the Dobbs Death Squads show up and portake them to another planet.
Strange as it may seem, this strange beast is actually a common domestic animal.
The mop.
Scary and big, the mop comes out of the closet and bounds across the kitchen with its... It's got its own voice now.
Is this ditch water? No, ordinary drinking water here in Dobbstown.
Yes, it looks horrible, but it's actually very, very good.
When the Queen of England visited in 1958, she was forced to drink a gallon of it. Now you see the intricate dance being performed by the lollygaggers
Suffers
of Dobbstown.
Lollygagging it.
What the devil are you men doing?
No, just lollygagging, yes, it's the...
That was Preacher Brimstone, who perpetually rails against these ceremonies.
Oh, I can't take a joke, huh? Well, that's all right. A lot of people can't this hour.
The preacher's daughter is mighty popular around here.
If you're just waking up, here, have some more.
Huh? Oh, that was too extreme for me. Something came unplugged. Oh, it's my fingernails. They're floating across the room.
Ow.
Golly.
This is good stuff. Little.
I don't want to grow up. I screwed up.
We're okay, still in telephonic communication with that caller out there.
You guys are on tape.
Yeah.
This is no fun at all.
Yeah, it was more fun when we were on tape, right?
I'm afraid that ends. No, it was fun
when you sat there
tape,
early in the morning and the phone just went...
No, actually, I just got all the headsets I could plugged in.
It is a solemn
right
moment, ladies.
Yeah, that's how I live.
The many visiting
kind of like an infrared neutron bomb right through my skull. I was going... That's my hypothalamus running rather well.
Neutron bomb?
That's a good way to get one of those third nostril operations, is with
yes.
a neutron bomb.
Well, there is a third nostril, but then there's the lake pipes inside of your head that are real good, too, and you're going down
the
street.
How long did it take to drive from up north to Dockstock?
It depends on whether
you guys.
Oh, well, we used epoxy, so it took us...
Oh, so that's why you got there so fast.
Well, do you want the old-style calendar hours or the new-style?
Yeah, the old-style, because I think that's the only one the listener has.
Well, do you have the digital hours or not?
Do you have any idea what kind of an impression you just made out there?
It took us 36 hours.
Well...
40 hours to get there and 36 to come
away.
Back.
That was your fault, really.
No, it was just fun to do. I was remembering offhand. I wish that Gabrofam could be here because we could share the incendiary memories, it says here on the paper.
Well, it was a very hot day, but we had a garden hose hooked up in the car, so we just would, like, water each other to cool off.
Right,
I heard you had a fire sale.
And the minute we hit the Arkansas border, cotton plants sprung up in the back seat of the station wagon.
Bursting into flame in the incredible
heat. Yeah, they flame when they...
And they talk to you. Yeah, these little cotton plants talking to you from the back of your car.
And the cotton bowl, which you think is smoke, coalesces and becomes cotton, and then you pick it before the bowls get
rotten.
You have to pick it when nobody's looking, of course, in polite society.
Yes.
Bifurcated.
Well, Biffer was, he's probably going to Yugoslavia in February from what I heard this morning. But
he was a famous American Indian football player.
Friends, we've had a heap of fun together.
Biffer but that's
had ears on the side of that football.
Of course, later
he could hear this entire show.
Bifferware for
as
every
it was
American
laid out here.
He looked like a Mr. Potato Head.
Thank you. You're wonderful.
In a 5-pound bag.
Most plastic comes from Ohio, strangely enough.
They
grow it elsewhere.
Rubbermaid world?
Yeah, Rubbermaid. Worcester, Ohio. They process it there.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those Ohioans.
Uh-huh.
I've seen them close up. They are frightening.
Oh, yeah, I know. Icky.
Glenn's an Ohioan.
They tend to migrate
out. Yeah, John Glenn's in Ohio. And Neil Armstrong's in Ohio. Yeah. And think about it. It's scary.
It's round at the end and high in the middle.
Ohio.
KPFA.
So goodbye, Columbus.
FM.
Good guy.
Stop. Go no further. You have reached the restricted area.
That's Akron.
Well, I think it's about time we talked about this here smokehouse. Now, Grandpa Atkins built it back in 1898, right on the spot of Doc's dock, as was to be, and he was the first one to compute the distance in kilometers to Skagway, Alaska, from Doc's dock in Arkansas.
Yes, and it was that Doc's dock whereby the doctors collected and spewed upon the masses the message of the inner sanctum, of course.
Yea, they spewed forth, and their sputum fell across the land. A dangerous
fool. And they cleaned it up with giant Dobbs rags.
Mm-hmm. So can we talk about the Kastner head here? Is that?
Oh, that's right. No, Kastner head's fine. It's somehow the adjectives that follow and precede Kastner head that in this area seem to stir up
that's
more.
That's the lollygag rule.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You see, we have to take one of these all-day suckers and speak around it, as it were.
And speak they do. Oh, you guys are all nice suckers. Thank you, thank you.
When we received the lollygag order, we didn't dispute it. We went right ahead.
The lollygag
order? That's true. And what were we talking about the other night over at the Gabriel Frams studio? We were,
That was in the middle of an operation we were performing.
That's right.
You're talking about your smelly feet.
Uberbrow had died.
Stinky
towel. And was brought back to life 10 years later. And, that's right. The, breeder's machine was not there, so he was lampooned mercilessly.
Yes, you see, he went under. He went under the warm earth and moldy humus.
They say he's a nice
humorous
guy.
Or humorists. It was a pile of humorists. It was the people who were supposed to be on the show, and they were just left in a pile outside.
Dirt balls, man. Dirt balls.
That's
they
what we used to call them. It was some kind of religious dirt ball trick.
If you don't wake up in time to get
good
on
morning.
The show, we compost.
Hi.
Can
what happened?
Put another stinking baby on the turntable and play one of my favorite tunes?
Sure, here we go.
Here's the stinking babies.
Stinking wavy baby. The stinking babies. They're famous, they're part time, and they're with you now.
So when does it really start?
These babies are honest little folk. They have the soil of the land in their diapers.
That one's really
what
starting
is
to go bad.
The spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth.
Out of the mouths of babes comes gruel.
Comes regurgitated pablum, as we so often see.
Despite the distortions and misinterpretations that have saddled the world of Odin down through the ages, we finally have a truly poetic vision of the great war in heaven that will decide our eventual destiny, unbesmirched by the haggling of committees like this one.
Near the office.
There can be no odium attached to Odin.
Well, at Doc's dock, there was a fundamental... There was a fundamental truth being espoused, and I can't find it now. I had it here in my briefcase.
It was inscribed on one of the 12 tables of Zodok.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I left those 8 tables at home. I only have a couple here that are... Let's see, I've got Do Not Read the Berkeley Barb. That's not right. That's too old.
No, The Bay Guardian.
It says here to read the Bay Guardian. I can't get any of this right. This
little stinking
baby. The remaining
creeds of the codicil were wrapped in a sacred papyrus and interned in an orialcum casket on the spot of today's McKinney IGA food supermarket.
I'm going to have you can't mean that.
Hear the howling of the hideous helot from hell.
Nobody's talking to you. Go back to sleep.
So it's a good place to get your pistons from
you. Just what is this?
Listen to those poor souls gurgling and cooing in a hell of their own making.
Gus's garage. May we help you? Don't cuss. Call Gus. He'll cuss for both of us.
It's Gus's complete overall and overhaul garage.
I heard that.
Have you checked under the hood? Maybe it's the tires. Maybe some of these crazy kids out in the street have run off with the engine. You never can tell.
Not on our street.
This is the British broadcast.
We sent all the children in our neighborhood to camp for good.
Another good way is to swat them with ball-peen hammers when they hang around too close to the mechanism.
Well, they close the hardware store, so we can't get ball-peen anymore. We can get the hammers, but not the ball-peen.
Oh, yeah?
And if you don't have the ball-peen, they're useless. That's the problem with these Japanese snap-off tools.
I have one that you unscrew, and inside there's a screwdriver, and you unscrew that screwdriver, and inside there's another screwdriver, and inside that one... Well, there's
it's one of those little Russian screwdriver sets.
Yes, I'm always rushing to get that last little screwdriver.
The little babushkas.
There's a tiny bit of radioactive podium on the inside of the littlest screwdriver.
But no odium attaches to that.
It's the littlest screwdriver of all.
Once upon a time, there was a teeny tiny, weeny whiny, itty bitty, ditty nitty, Hello Kitty screwdriver.
Made of platinum.
Ditty nitty, Hello Kitty.
And it had its own little home inside the store.
Inside. No rain or wind ever came inside there. No, no rays of light ever no pierced its little brain to penetrate it and torture it with flashes of unendurable agony. No, it was kept in secretive seclusion inside its subtle shell. When suddenly one day...
One day, they ran out of ball peen, and the little screwdriver was turned out into the cold and rain in the street.
It was cold and was hungry and lonely.
And there were cats on the street, and dogs, and street people.
And there wasn't anybody to pour oil on it and keep it in good shape.
That's right, or WD-40.
How street people bit the little
animal. A WD-40 bat.
With a little red tube.
Morning.
Snap-off tube and a snap-off
tube. But there was no way that that would happen.
Sermon by Reverend Smith.
Okay.
Don't miss it if you can.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Don't miss it if you can.
Okay. How did the haggard, cold, cruel light of morning find our wandering baby screwdriver friend?
Oh, he was hitchhiking. He was going to Dayton. He had to find out about Ohio for himself.
Right, Patterson Air Force Base.
We figure that the vehicle hit him at about 60 miles an hour, and over here in the grass, here's where he landed the
on
first time.
I-80.
Now, if you'll follow the officer over here, you can see the top part of him, and then hanging on that tree over there, that's part of the lower half of this individual who was apparently intoxicated at the time.
Well,
this a code B?
What we need to know were both the handle and the bit of the screwdriver intoxicated, or just the handle.
It appears to have been an overdose of WD-40.
Did you give breathalyzer test, blood test, or...
We could smell it all over the highway. There was no need for that. So we called the pit bulls, and they came from the pit stop.
They hosed
and,
it down.
Yes, they
had to close down I-80 the entire length of Ohio, the breadth of Ohio. Hose it down.
You could hear those big old dogs howling.
Hosed it down with the bread of Ohio. What a wonderful sight that must have been. Loaves all over.
Manna from heaven.
What about the fishies?
The fishies. They're dead.
Oh,
except
sorry.
For the firefish in the flaming Cuyahoga River.
I didn't mean to bring up such a painful memory.
The Tuscarawas was Pigeon Run Creek.
I'm sure,
I was born on the banks of Pigeon Run.
Being subgenius as they probably threw them out of the car in Arizona on the way here.
At least.
One at a time. Out go the little fishies out on the hot highway.
One little fishy, two little fishy, three little fishy.
That was the unendurable agony that was spoken of not 10 minutes ago.
On your interocitor screen now, just at the top of the triangle, at the apex, you can see the dance of the lethargic leprechauns. This ceremony is performed every year for the tourists.
Check those crosshairs.
Amazing,
look at the bod on that one.
So those bods are made 2,000 years ago by family members in a tiny house.
By skilled craftsmen in ancient Phoenicia.
Like the bod raid of a teletyper.
Yes, Phoenicia, where the first lie was spoken. Phoenicia, where plastic was invented.
Phoenicia, where the phonetic language was frenetically exercised.
Phoenicia, where everything was not real until its time.
Phoenicia, where they had the first phone-in radio show. Hint, hint.
They were great sailors and navigators, and they navigated and sailed a ring around the bathtub, which
utterly
was then the Mediterranean, known as Mare Nostrum.
With their nonchalance, the supine apathy,
I pick up your telephone, but I don't hear your dial tone.
And the cold indifference of the neutral.
Alive and
facile credo flores esse not ross invisibiles quam visibiles in rerum.
You see, this show is done from a mobile truck, and often it's impossible to completely be involved in the show at the same time as all of the other engineers involved in the show at the same time as all of the engineers. If you arrive at the show at this time, please decipher at your own risk.
Beep. Be benevolent.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the little message we use in our message phone. So if you call the studio, that's usually what you hear. But right now, we've got the funky
executive
James Smith.
The funky and he's doing the funky pickle.
Funky dead fish.
Good morning.
Time. I think it's pretty interesting.
You're still here.
I think this subject of yours, what incest can do for you, is just wonderful.
What sort of dinosaur do you think this caller was in his
body? I didn't know you were a dinosaur. The reception is pretty bad, but the green halo around your right ear is kind of...
Everybody who calls on this show gets a bad reception. That is guaranteed.
Oh, I thought I could win the 10,000 snowmobiles.
You might have won the special car.
The special car, is that with all the clowns in it who are dead and kind of funky?
It's a car that's been filled with Special K.
Special K, is that related to...
or what?
Well, that may be special where some people come from, but here we just think it's
run-of-the-mill. Huh? Well, is that, can you have that only for your private use there and grow that for your own and 48,000 plants?
For private use, but not abuse.
In certain states.
Well, what is use if not abuse? I mean, let's just put mass quantities right into every pore of your body, hammer it home with little hammers. And what about the second screwdriver theory? You guys never mentioned any of that, huh? The second screwdriver that was hiding behind the tool ratchet bench over there with the smoking a funny cigar and wearing a big cowboy hat? You didn't see that. But
no.
You want to talk about the WD-40 on the highway. You want to talk about, you want to talk about the Indian guys inside the truck waiting for the radio reception to take conspiracy? No, you want to talk about that.
Well, we have to be reasonable when conducting this investigation. We can't waste precious hours in conversation with conspiracy nuts of any kind.
And also because we've used incredible self-control in not discussing the Kennedy assassination.
And incredible self-restraint in not mentioning that nuclear movie that's going to be on tomorrow.
Yes, and that will blow everybody away.
Yak, yak, yak. They've got great special effects. They got people turning into little skeletons.
And they blow up Santa Claus with a big...
Yeah, it's really neat. And then they take the radio station and they throw it up in the air and everybody gets real scared and falls out the window.
And they catch
really
it on
neat.
A pole. It's great. They're just spraying this in the air.
Yeah.
After the nuclear war, life was different for mankind.
Oh, yes.
No longer was he master of what he surveyed.
No longer did he have to shave.
Instead, he cowered in tunnels deep in the earth, hiding from giant wasps and other creatures.
And cleaning up after himself constantly.
Blind insect.
There was no more radio, no more bathtubs, and no more
the world of the oral retentives.
No more MTV.
No.
Think about it.
No more Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. No more Billy Idol.
No more and too much money.
Yes, no more.
Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments about my ears, and sometimes voices.
I think it's so pretty.
Suppose you were going to tell me what you were talking about?
I feel great. This must be what it's like to overdose on vitamins.
Yeah, it's kind of like this, but...
Sunshine.
Oh, Carol,
just
you
hang
know
on.
I care for you.
Do the best you can.
Okay, same old guy, huh?
This is a recording.
And this is another one. Good morning. You're on the recording show.
Is Carrie Thornley going to explode an atomic bomb at the Olympics?
Oh, you heard about that, huh? Well, at the time,
I'm
then.
Concerned. I'd like to
I saw that movie, Carrie Thornley.
Actually, no. He was going to do it closer to home. And sooner than you think. No, closer
sometime
than that.
During the childbearing years.
How close?
I'll give you a hint. Watch during the convention. Yes, the little tiny rumors fly past the window. Oh, look out! Some Dini's out there somewhere.
Even as you listeners are lolling back in slothful indolence, here on the show we're miraculously bending paperclips and spoons to make Uri Geller blush with envy.
Well, we found it.
I can shoot postcards without a lens. Watch, just using my forehead.
The interior of the
there's your
studio
picture of the
is
Golden
full
Gate
of
Bridge.
Magically levitating objects, and a fountain pen is circling near my head at the very moment. It's wonderful, folks. You just have to be here to see it. It's really incredible. I wish I could give you a studio audience any conception of the way it looks here. It's just unbelievable.
Down Fifth Avenue at this very moment, in honor of it.
And as the tape fell, I got up and walked over, and you cut me off.
Was it live or was it?
And think how many faces fell when that happened. Not to mention how many cakes.
I hadn't had one before.
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
I threw it away.
Ooh, abuse.
Better to throw the food in the street than give the kiddies too much to eat. But better belly burst than good meat spilt. Now remember that.
From the evening before. And the carbon steel tools, do you remember using those?
The carbon steel tools, yes. But when the flaming burrow is hurled from the top of the mark, when the celestial pinata descends toward the street.
Carbon steel is so
flaming. Yes, we were in the land of Disneyland just this weekend. And wow, what a land it was.
Is that on the way back from Doc Attack?
The way back Doc Attack?
From Doc Stuff.
Oh, no, that was just this last week in L.A. Yes, helping with the Ninji movie in Arizona.
There are a few survivors still living there, then, I understand.
Yes, they do.
So what do they eat down there, exactly?
Hair.
Uh-huh.
And stuff.
Is this the tumbleweed hairballs that roll across from Palm Springs?
Well, they look pretty funny, those tumbleweed hairballs. They're funny.
I understand that they're all genetically cloned and descended from Bob Hope's
tumble. Yeah, a lot of them look like cars now.
Uh-huh. They get bigger.
Yeah, they get bigger and they don't have tops and they have...
they roll down the fault line.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a mobile society.
You ate some?
No, most of them were inside of it. There, I don't know. Something happened. No, I went to Dockstock. Then, when I came out, there was nobody alive.
Mm-hmm. How did they get 85 of you guys into this little 1 meter space?
Hmm. Well, we're stacked here, two to the floor.
Come on, move
it's
over,
like
Al.
The ancient slave ships and the economy, the dreadful economy.
They didn't tell you, and people on KPFA are just chained in position until the end of their show.
I thought it was.
Of course, some of us are fond of that sort of thing.
And there you are, you know.
Yeah, right. It's frightening.
No one can have any conception of the unendurable ecstasies which we undergo here on this show.
You know, getting locks and weirdness like that.
Right. Yeah, locks and bagels and weirdness like
if the mark of the weirdness is upon him, he should be burned because he's evil.
And if he's
evil,
if he's just kind of weird, just kind of put him
burned,
in the microwave.
Then just burn the show.
Fried, is it McDonald's?
Just take the tape you made of the show and make a little bonfire and throw it in. It'll stink, but it's better than listening to it again.
Whoa!
I'm a nuclear kid. I want lots of crispy critters that I can play with. No?
No.
I've worked on that for 3 weeks, and you guys have been on tape. I guess. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
This is Jeff calling.
Hi, yes.
Just... Hi, Hal. I haven't heard you in a long time.
Who art thou?
I don't give a damn.
Hal, this is Napa calling.
Yes, it's a little tiny Napa caller.
Napas? I changed those Napas not 2 hours ago.
Yes. Thank you for that tape, but the guy is on it. Doesn't sound like anyone I've ever heard.
Good. That's
well, maybe it isn't anyone you ever heard. Did you ever think of that?
The girl that's on right now sounds like the girl that was on the tape eating chicken.
Hello. There's a girl on right now.
Oh, gosh.
Hell, I don't care if she is eating chicken. Put her on. Hold on.
She ate chicken with this funny sauce.
Well, I wish I could have been there.
That's really good.
Frankly, I don't quite see the point of what you're attempting to put over here on the show. Now, we try to have a great latitude with people.
Oh, come on.
Lynn, send me a tape.
Is a realistic depiction.
Well,
she saw right through you. Who am us, anyway?
Actually happening.
And it had funny sauce on it.
It's embarrassing to be so transparent before the public.
I think that was
still am too much money.
What does that have to do with me?
These sacred books. I got Meet David Cassidy.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty sacred.
You've heard of him. Now meet him right here in this book. No, you'll find him.
Meet him and then eat him.
That's a meat David casserole.
He is your meat.
Ah, yes.
I could just swim in that casserole.
Well bread.
It made me want to jump into the casserole and just start swimming. Swimming across my dinner. I was finally... free.
We could see by the glowing ring of tiny pulsating tubercles that the worst had not yet fallen upon him.
Mike Brady comes home one night from his office
job. Yes, it's true. The little caller was fixated on the Partridge family or the Cartridge family or some...
The Brady Bunch, 2 billion A.D.
Cartridge family, that was a video game.
Rudy Bunch, they were all chickens.
Wait a minute. I spent over $10,000 playing that stupid thing.
Brady.
Here's all new...
Dad backed out with the station wagon. And when he went back, there was an awful crunch. On the driveway, all he saw was one large grease spot.
And he said, that's Sally Marlowe's
lunch.
That was
the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, okay.
That was moving, I think, truly.
Hal, this is your most steadfast fan.
I thought I was going to be over tonight, maybe.
What, here in the Bay Area?
Yeah. Well, I am.
What's it going to do with that toilet paper?
But we aren't.
We can consider ourselves there spiritually. Spiritually.
That's good.
That's right. That was retribution.
This is the secret show at the secret hour of night.
We fired the retro rockets in
wanna
there.
Want to know what David Cassidy...
retribution.
Don't go near those explosive bolts.
David Cassidy's favorite color. Depends on
what's David Cassidy's favorite bolt?
His favorite drink.
The Steen Sky Bolt. Maybe a 1939 body with a red, white, and blue paint job. That'd be just fine. Top speed is about 130 miles an hour.
Oh,
do a 3G turn.
His favorite cartoon
around the pylon,
is Strawberry Shortcake.
Sure. 97.
Would you hold hands with a lobster?
Donnie Osmond mystery. Super reporter and detective.
Well, I would. I'm just sort of throwing the question out for discussion.
I mean, should we have prejudices against
yes,
Arthur
Curtis?
Well, it depends on whether I'm holding his hand or he's holding my hand.
Today.
Listen to the banshee howling out there. How lucky we are that he can't get into the studio.
A meaty question.
All of you guys be at
there's
the
there's got to be
convention?
Something we can do. Now, someone
sure.
figure out what
could we get free tickets?
I guess we could just keep going with the show.
Is it going to cost?
Let's just keep stumbling forward
for
into
you,
the Berkeley Dawn.
Why? Yes.
Why? Because we've got to keep going. And
because it's there.
Colin, whoever gets here. It's one of those religious shows, you know?
Because
you
we have
card-carrying
subgenius.
What happened?
Shoot all
this is a nuclear attack.
Wait, that was the president.
That convicts the invalidation by exposing the retort
of the
negative.
Yeah, there are so many doctors that haven't been in the Bay Area long enough.
Upset the
so many doctors that they don't know what to do.
We haven't opened an office yet or anything.
No, but they will.
Wonderful. Be quiet.
That worked.
I was making this tape from the Brady Bunch, and I can send you a copy to use for sound effects.
If we
sounds
want
good.
To see that,
yeah,
we
that
can turn it on
with
any
me.
Day on the TV.
Please do.
Send it.
Well, so what? This is better.
Anyway, the interocitor you're using is probably too small.
If you haven't assembled an interocitor with the components we have
we'll
sent
right
in our
back.
Kit, you will be able to see the psychic extent of all of our callers.
I found this ad in the Chronicle. It says, Bob will massage men.
Yes.
776-2438.
Okay,
Bob. Is that your Bob?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
He does everything.
If you're going to use money, I'm going to put ads in the paper, right?
Well, he does everything as a thing.
I'm a male prostitute.
Many people talk about Bob. But Bob is not human. Bob is a complicated robot built by a 2-year-old company.
I must give a pretty rough massage, then.
Well, it depends on what you want.
Bob, standing for Brain on Board, will be guided by ultrasonic and infrared systems that create the basis for a rudimentary artificial intelligence
push
now operating independently of radio control.
Oh, hi there. You haven't mentioned the generic Bob kit yet. The one that we can get in the little
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Well, you haven't got yours, but it doesn't.
I thought they handed them out at Doc's Talk.
We have them.
Well,
we've had them for some time.
Yellow,
yeah.
I
got them.
But I
kind of
like
you guys stay outside.
We have them in the stock room.
Were you outside the trailer for most of the Friday night loudness bash?
Oh, no, I was in there.
Unwrapped.
Yeah, you were in there.
I can't remember a lot of what happened.
You were in the two
Rugos.
I do remember. I alternated between the guitar and singing and Sterner's video set.
Sometimes I'd pick Jane Orr off the floor and wring him out and throw him back on the floor.
Yeah, he was all
I was doing that.
He was very puddle-ified.
What's your name?
He was truly under the spell both nights, I would
say.
This
is Mr. Yo Mama.
Yo Mama?
Yeah, Yo Mama.
How you doing, Mom?
That's in Nebraska for
Yo Mama.
Yo Mama, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Come on down.
Hey, it's your mother.
We've got plenty of dude ranches.
It may be your mother. It's not my mother. Believe me.
No.
You don't have a mother. You've been just cultured off the basic...
Petri dish. Yeah, it's like visiting the house you used to rent 10 years ago.
I had the large, elderly-sized parents. They were a lot of fun.
Yes. Did you rent them or buy them?
I ran the circles around them.
Oh, yeah.
Did you give them plenty of Job's tree spikes?
Gave them plenty of rest.
They always
That's
draw the furniture into the circle when you do that, but there's a way to get over that circle
Fire
of chairs and sofas
good.
With a flaming arrow.
Mine lit the furniture.
That
they regretted
the
it later.
And the resources...
And they were able, usually, to understand the flaming arrow and turn it to their own advantage. And then you have to think of yet another weapon.
Come on, guys. Let him talk. Let him talk.
Which one?
No, don't let me talk. How do I get the stereo effect in the phone without being in the phone and having to press it in the center of my forehead and smash it kind of old and hypothetical?
It's a very tricky wiring job.
Talk with both your mouths. That's what we do.
Right.
Simultaneously.
The two-headed Connie. Yeah, the two-headed Connie showed us this trick.
When you've reached the fourth grade of the sixth slope of initiation, then you will know by opening the red book.
I don't think I could ever respect you again.
You could never respect me before. I think right now that I'm practically palpitating an entire
scarcity of dirtful one that needs
parallelogram.
Let's make one thing very clear. This caller was not a carnivorous dinosaur in its past life.
This caller was not a carnivorous dinosaur.
He was a proto-muscle.
This caller was not a carnivorous dinosaur. Take him out, put him in the south, take the stones, rush, put him back in 1938. Make the whole thing kind of go away. And put the McDonald's over in the...
You're in stereo now.
Yes, everybody.
Is she a nun, by the way?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no. None of the above, right?
No, it's just the way it is. It's always contradictory.
I'm a reverend. Reverend Dominatrix.
We are contradictators of the airwaves.
All of Gene Scott's personalities on the air at the same time. Mm-hmm. He's finally not only on the air 24 hours a day, he's on the air like 142 hours a day.
Oh, you've got cable then.
I have caught wire.
Uh-huh. Oh, now don't get sentimental
that's
with me.
Right.
Let's look at it logically.
Paul is an example of a split personality, the multiple personalities in the same body.
Try it sometime.
Judy, this is wonderful. This is even better than I expected.
Parallel Dr. Scott.
Oh, does this roll?
Oh, it's the joke circle again.
You're crazy.
Yes, and we're paid well for it too.
Dr. Scott has taken satire and put it into taken satire and moved it into reality, which beyond is another form of parasatire.
Your vaginal tissue may or satiriasis, which irritate. Dr. Scott has, of course.
My God, you can't bend down. I think something's talking.
Sure.
Okay.
There's so many talking at once.
Well, we must be careful not to malign Bay Area media personality.
I want to show solidarity with me.
It's solidarity, it's liquidity, and it's gaseous. No, we'll always be with you.
Absolutely the most enigmatic and disturbing one.
Telephone booth. Getting you guys on the radio by our little fire we got in our garbage can.
But how about the fire inside, young man? That's where it
That fire went away a long time ago.
Fire on the
working moon. Down in those deep caves.
The fuel is gone that flamed
really
that fire.
Taking all the fire out of me.
There's something wrong with
all of that digging in the
TV.
Ground.
There's something wrong with your TV.
Oh, yeah, I can't see on it. My TV turns pink every time you guys put me on the phone.
Don't panic. A repairman
is
on the way.
Yes, the voices that constantly occur here go falling through the window of time. Yes, that was the event window. And now the event window's been broken. You must find out about the true time.
Let's go down to Weeping Wally's Pancake Shop.
And look there. The evil, scrofulous Russian bear is leering through the window of vulnerability at our...
Fair,
exposed breast of our great nation.
That's right. We can't have this happen.
The hottest places in hell.
Yeah.
Or on Earth, or wherever we may be. It's
on
time
Earth
that we're on the telephone. You don't have a telephone here. You're all dead.
Two telephones.
You're talking into some kind of...
We need not rely on the primitive device known as the telephone.
I'm talking into a houseplant.
We are on tape. You must use the telephone. We are beyond the use of telephone communication.
484-425 all the time.
All the time.
I called Emmett Powell the other day, and he didn't understand what I was talking about.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
And then I called another time, and
legendary
there was some
morale
woman ranting about
has lit
God knows
a fire throughout the world.
Don't get carried away, son.
Yes,
only
it's true,
show.
Ladies and gentlemen. God is Dobie Gillis, and he knows what too.
That's how he keeps his haircut.
Young Bob.
No, we don't make such extravagant claims that would alienate those.
It would even
the
alienate
numbers
the aliens, the exists who were depending on to get us out of this mess.
That's
yes,
right.
And atone for the reparation, which we compromised by compensating expiation
to reclamation. That's right. Well, when you watch Ninja 3, The Domination, released next spring by Canon Films, the very first scene, you'll see Dobbs there standing on the fairway as the ninja kills all the little fake golfers.
Penitential fasting and sackcloth and ashes, which means short shrift of the purgatory.
Not the birds, the golfers. No, no, it's Bob's always fighting the golfers.
The goofers.
Yeah, and the goofers and the gophers.
Now, the gophers have made great bites into the green, I understand, and delayed the launching sometimes by as much as 7 degrees.
That's right. The cherry picker got stuck in the mud there on the green, and they had to get all the gaffers to push it out.
Not to mention the pea picker and the chickpea sweeper.
Yeah, well, those are also hard to rent for an entire day and cost a lot of money.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-hmm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
So they had to be used in the shot whether they looked right or not.
Most of them are po-buckers who can't afford golf carts like the Epops and High.
And they got knocked over eventually.
And the peeny wombs.
When they aren't drunkenly intemperate.
Of course, the Yakutis.
Serious intoxication.
Are dwarfs
affected by their own destiny?
Assisted by what?
Nuclear radiation.
No, only bugs.
No, they're underneath it.
They're Earthmen. They live below the surface of the Earth.
If I wear red underwear, can I have children after the nuclear war?
You can't even have children after you watch The Day After tomorrow, in fact, if you wear red underwear.
Yes, the radiation emanating from the TV sets alone will sterilize 1.3 million males, it says here on the paper.
That seems cruel.
If I watched that, would I be able to watch The Day After and not be frightened?
Something like that, but...
That's that mere heterodoxy.
It seems to have a cumulative effect to where you're much more frightened than you were if you just watched the Johnny Carson show or Merv Griffin show before the day before.
It'll be less frightening because you'll know while you're watching it, it's not going to happen.
That's right. And don't forget, this is the week in between right now.
If it happened, you wouldn't see it.
Your iconoclast.
Yeah, we ought to go all over Berkeley and put gunpowder charges in the manhole. And on the part in the movie where they shoot the missiles, blow them off.
Hey, that's a great idea. Why don't you?
That would be nice.
I'll go do it by your house.
Go on down there and do it, son, and we'll be a-rooting for you.
Let's go do it by the Brofram's house and Mavridi's house and really scare him.
Or sneak up in somebody's house that's watching it, shoot big lights in the window when the atomic bomb goes off.
But be careful. Explorers of tunnels and sewers can encounter dog-sized spiders.
Funny one, I might even do that.
Well, the funniest part is that ABC has managed to get so much free publicity out of all of us talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
About a dumb old movie. Aha! Yeah, they fooled everybody.
It was like folly.
Well, I understand that the flea markets are selling filters that filter out the scary parts of the atomic bomb movie.
On the TV.
Clamp it on your screen.
In their second childhood of fatuous idiocy.
It makes everybody's flesh look like it's still on their bones. It's a lot of fun.
Nancy Reagan set an example to the nation the other day, didn't she, Candy, when she appeared on the portico wearing a pair.
A pair of porticos?
Yes,
she has a pair of porticos.
That's right, and I'm listening, Beirut.
Okay, well, what do you think about Nancy Reagan's program? The dope people? No, the chemical people.
The dope people, that's this
dope
show.
Dope people.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think they call it chemical?
On the United States. I don't know.
You think about that, we'll be right back.
Reality is for people who can't handle drugs.
Hey, what's all this stuff about the bleeding head of Arnold Palmer?
Excuse me.
Highly censorable material.
Tune in next week for Dr. Tony Grant's The
Voodoo Feminine
Caution,
is above.
Go back. How you have reached a restricted area. Do not attempt to reintroduce the subject.
You know, maybe Candy could describe the launching of Arnold Palmer's head that occurred at DocStock, which
I was
photographing, but I kid you not, the film was destroyed. It was that important.
Expletive of ejaculate vociferation.
Well, I was...
You know, I thought if you looked inside Arnold Palmer's head, there were just a bunch of wadded-up rubber bands.
Well, that's not true. If that were the case, how could he do TV
in DocStock, I looked in his head, and all it was an Estes model rocket engine.
Loveland, engine, Colorado.
Yeah, something like that, and some wires. That was it. I mean, that was all the thoughts there were.
They put a mouse in there.
Understood why it was that Billy Sol Estes was indicted in the first place.
Because of the size of the rocket they used.
Harmless to me.
It was obvious that during the game, they should not have launched ahead with that size of a rocket. They should have used a smaller rocket, not hurt so many people. Some perhaps, but not so many. Not the entire camera crew and all those onlookers.
JFK meant when he said payday, instead of payload, you know.
As it turned out, JFK was turning to Governor Connally to tell him the name of the band that dare not speak his name, mm-hmm. and was shot because of that.
That's right.
Yes. That's the only JFK rumor that I'll use on tonight's show until
they
later
had
in the month.
To suppress
and
the Connally
was shot for that.
They couldn't take
to struggle in a belligerent contest of
scared away another
nation,
controverting the polemics.
Our president's name, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
666 or something like that.
Six letters.
And
if you get 666.
The stupid part is that he's a subgenius, too.
Oh,
but A equals 6, B equals 12,
yeah, we have a White House.
He's too plastic.
Well,
too plastic.
He doesn't have to understand it, but apparently he reads everything that comes in.
That is the revelation inspired by the book of the subgenius.
But is not plasticity one of the most formidable techniques of the human race?
That's right. Is not plastic cool even in the sunlight?
No,
it's cool.
A certain amount of plasticity is necessary for evolutionary adaptability.
Why, we even have experts from the land of Rubbermaid right here telling us how cool it is.
That's who the woman is there tonight. The Rubbermaid.
I'm the woman from Rubbermaid, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were the Rubbermaid.
Oh.
No?
Not anymore. You can't live out here and
be
Rubbermaid.
Actually, there's a certain truism in the very statement.
Oh, Marge. Oh, or is it Madge? Why is it that my washables are never whiter than white?
Subgenius birth control methods.
Yes, let's have Tupperware parties,
put rubbers over our mouths.
Use the full body condom.
Increase
the power of your
pregnancy.
We get special rubbers with Dobbs head printed on.
That's right. They come in the album. They come in the album.
They have the little tip on the end. You know, you have to orient that.
That's where the pipe goes.
Authoritatively waving.
And the tulip bulbs go.
Fits right in there.
Full control of the predominant.
Here comes Bob's helicopter now as he flies into the giant body condom.
And the bob choppers are descending.
Over the poor little.
It's a body bag.
We call it a prophylactic.
We have to save
crime.
Yeah, we didn't want
to
call it a body bag on the air, but I guess
freeze dry them.
That's right. And then use them at the proper time during the proper show, not this one.
Here in Oakland, we have a subgenius nasty bit sperm bank.
So if you'd like to.
It's in Wellman's fridge, in fact.
We are at your cervix.
These are used for people of less than uniform height, if you know what we're talking about.
I think we are talking about the caller.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Yeah. You're being graded on this call, you know. It's a
turn
quiz.
That caller to the colon down.
It's a multiple choice.
I should become serious then and talk about. I should become like you people serious.
Right, right.
And not
start stuffing that shirt. Inflate that shirt.
For it is written that you shall become like Bob's.
Got to talk to you now. To be Bob-like is so hard. I don't have enough money to buy it all.
You just make
steal it.
If you don't have any money, it makes the church stop. Hold on just a minute.
Hi, this is the sperms. Don't worry about us. There are billions and billions of us, and we'll bury you.
I believe that was Carl Sagan's sperms there.
Yes, those were the sperms of an arrogant lout.
Let's throw that bag out. Forget it.
I think those were the subgenius sperms. Those were the happy little ones that stay alive even though they're in the sea. They're doing their little rifle exercises. These guys are motivated.
Those were spurious sperms. You could call them spermatozoon fatuus or fatui.
You could, but it takes too long to say that. See, when we have to call up the sperm reserves, we have to get them out there right away. We can't have long names and long-winded stuffed shirt titles like some of those people in the church have.
Well, who's in a hurry? Why don't you slow down and take life a little easy?
Good morning, Generation War.
These are like the mysterious lights which lure travelers to their doom, or the strange voices heard in mysterious deserts
howling out of the shrieking
never
sand come through the darkness.
Good morning, caller. We're trying to break down your front door.
The use is a call.
Good, good.
Dead air.
The bobs.
We got live dead air now.
The bobs in the walls.
Live dead air.
Miss Cassidy, I have your cherry here. We're going to deliver in the morning. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Behold, little
people.
Oh, hello.
I've come back to Earth to tell Bob.
Phone call from the Noe Valley.
His mama is looking for him.
What? Is there any message from her?
Yes. Hey, white handkerchief.
Hey, is that you, Ecto?
Put it off your nose.
Is that you, Ecto?
No, it's Proto.
Proto Ecto. It's my own Ecto.
Oh, look.
From the other world.
It's coming out the nose again.
It's the Bilbo plasm.
Oh, the Bilbo plasm. Then he knows he's got some of the show in his pocket. Then.
Prototypical forms of plasmoid life.
Well, there goes another caller giving up.
I didn't give up.
No, not you. The third one down the line there.
They're waiting in line
behind the refrigerator.
You should listen and not try to take another call.
I'd rather glisten than listen.
It's a matter of complete indifference to me.
I will prophesy your future.
Go for it.
In the future.
Hear my prophecy, for it seals your doom.
You will be free.
As you please.
Where's the flush sound effect?
Listen to this poor soul howling in a hell of his own making.
Wash away the tiny collar. Down the drain goes another collar.
Whatever it is, we don't want it.
Well, speaking of all of us here.
22nd, we do not know how it's going to sound, but 42,000 men here are watching. All of the observers.
You'd like to describe your best for us.
My breath?
No, your best.
Well, I had about 3 cups of coffee. It's pretty bad.
4, 3, 2.
Yes, and we're talking about the very best of Negative Land.
Best of the big cracks in the building.
The best of the band that dare not speak its name. The best of Rokan. The best of Arnold Palmer. The best of all the doctors talking at once.
They can't take the joke.
Sunday night.
Huh?
What you're supposed to do is turn the TV on and face the wall on the opposite side of the room. Now, the lights will remind you, and you'll see your shadow on the wall, and that's about all you'll see if the real thing ever comes to.
When they show that movie, I'm just going to go down on my shoulder.
Yeah, good idea, because the TV bombers will be over us in less than 10 minutes. And the TV missiles will start taking off from the inside of everybody's couches, and the little TV missiles will start flying out of the refrigerators and zooming out of the cupboards. There'll be little TV missiles landing everywhere.
Glad to be here. Listen, I know how much you're doing for America,
line,
and I just want to do something for America myself.
Playing G.I. Joe in the front line game.
That's right.
That's a lot of fun now.
I'm just playing spoons.
You have a front lawn in San Francisco?
Front line.
Oh, front line. Yeah, I used to have one of those. But you do it right before the show.
You lob those little grenades. Yeah.
I get very excited.
Poot go the little grenades.
A lot of fun.
We'll return to the Dialing for Dullards in just a moment.
But first, this word from the Subgenius Foundation.
Are you tired, irritable? Do you have corns, bunions? Well, what about it? Do you expect it to be any different? What'd you expect?
I didn't know anything about this sort of thing.
Any different? What'd you expect? Even so, repent, for I have a few things against thee, and thou art offensive to my nose, and I have found thy works not perfect before me. If therefore thou shalt not prostrate thyself and kiss my end of all things and perform the salute and make witlessness for my prophet, which are less than wise, yet wiser than thee, I shall come upon thee prematurely, and thou shalt receive an divine immaculation, which is like unto heaven and unto hell.
See, now how does that fit into your religious hour talk?
Huh?
Good morning, Scoop, on your way to work, or maybe you're at work right now. Probably so, listening. And there, it's against the law to listen to any radio station except that one.
Have we got any more mudmen on the line?
No mudmen available at this hour.
the little tiny devils.
There's one.
Disconnected themselves. Is your radio off where you are?
No, it's charge you with
this. We are experiencing a feedback problem.
Well, you should just always do the opposite of whatever you hear. Oh, would you like to be killed?
Oh, yes.
Okay, ready?
I'm on the stage.
Here goes.
I have a question I bet you guys can't answer.
I bet you do.
We can't answer.
Saint Michael, the archangel, is known for his role in casting Lucifer from heaven. What is his lesser known work?
The army people.
Oh, it's one of those quiz shows.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Yes.
Saint Michael, the archangel, is for our safety.
And there was war in heaven.
Will there be war in heaven?
That old dragon, that serpent, him called Satan.
Him called Bebelus.
And Michael fought with the dragon, and he was cast out, and his angels were cast out with him.
And he paid the rent, and he moved on to a different pocket.
He cleaned the floor, he scrubbed the walls. He moved all his furniture around for days and days.
And then he cleaned the clocks.
Then he cleaned the kitchen completely. Everywhere. He even used a spray and wipe on all the shelves.
He cleaned the pedestrian walkway.
And he cleaned off the top of the refrigerator with bug spray and...
And he went crazy, started cleaning everything. Soon it was underneath the refrigerator. Then it was cleaning each of the little nuts in the jar.
He got out the WD-40.
And he sprayed the screwdriver.
And that's when it happened. He overdosed the screwdriver. And that screwdriver was sent on a little voyage that he started earlier in the show.
Near Dayton on I-80.
That's right.
Which is not near Dayton.
No, not anymore. No. Not since the earthquake.
Time is up. It's time for a commercial.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Do the commercial.
Do something commercial.
Okay, let's go to the commercial now.
Okay, any commercial.
It's beginning to look like...
Network. Don't forget to watch Network.
Stupidity.
Like the network is blacked out. We're getting no signal from the network.
Oh, well, it must be Sunday night then. Yeah, all three TVs.
There's no one on but crazy people on the radio at this hour, basically.
Oh, there's one now.
And the big buzzer's on the line.
There are a lot of unstable individuals out
there. Yes, even the caller gets to kill the radio show.
There's one now.
Help me, he's trying to get pulled out of the speaker.
Oh, this guy again. He calls every week.
Yes, he knows there's only 10 minutes left. It winds down toward the scary, frightening end of the beginning. Yes, we're going to start the show up at 6 o'clock again with a different name and a different religion.
They call him Bob.
The same damn clue.
No. Good morning. Bob.
Yes, it's...
Wake up the callers and call up the waiters.
Puzzling evidence.
I'm very disappointed. Yep.
Puzzling evidence.
I mean, I thought they'd be funny or something.
No, they can't be funny. It's too early in the morning to be funny.
They don't have our coffee with the white powder in it either.
That's right.
Huh. They're tough luck. If they were sub-geniuses, they would have the coffee in the big...
And they'd be whistling their way to a happy demise on a Sunday night with
near
a TV
Dayton.
Missile in
Why
each brain.
Why not that screwdriver?
I'm from Moscow, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Will you accept the charges?
Hey, you must be
give me your credit card number so I can charge it to you.
Reverse the polarity so the charge can be accepted.
That's only the end part of your number.
It's 666.
I need the whole number.
That's all you need.
666.
Yes, surely it is.
Everything's going fine.
Recording, everything's going fine.
I got calls from Denver and Dallas.
We get calls Hollywood from the Palace. Other side of the earth on this program.
What is the other side of the
hail,
earth?
Hail, hail. The other side of the earth's all here now. We're blasting it to little pieces. And we're going to import China to Iowa and build big hills of what's left over.
That's a great party down here at the studio. We're throwing these cups and saucers around and catching them very skillfully.
Please, I'm trying not to think about it.
Okay.
If we
it's the best
a
way to do
right
it.
Now, we'd be at a flea market.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
And you'd be buying
sure
things you don't need.
I'd be buying
this is Mae Brussels, and I'd like to tell everybody out there that these Subdini people are not part of the conspiracy. I'm going to clear them now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Loose
lips sink ships.
Oh, scary, believe it or not.
Good morning. Welcome to Subgenius coffin.
Yes, you're one of the bit callers.
The mud people are dead again.
The mud people are flat. They have no savor, no tang.
And if the mud people have lost their savor.
Now we see a light again on the...
Another mud person.
Save the bog people fund.
Hey, what?
I'd like to save the bog people.
Yeah, the ones that are all curled up that last for thousands of years.
Soaked in tannic acid, those ones.
Yeah, right.
The ones that bob are all right. It's the ones that sink that are in trouble.
You think it's funny, but that guy was found with a cassette in his pocket. Yeah, a little cassette wrapped in leather.
Pulsating and oozing.
Yes. And it had...
This is like the case we had earlier this week where we treated a resident for an impacted Sony Walkman.
Well, you know, in a cave in ancient Babylonia, they actually found in this cave the ancient cassettes on which Jesus spoke.
That's true, Tendi. And they also found the scribe of
Turin. You're having too much fun. That's what he said.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
you can't have too much fun. You must stand over here.
What is the archaeological evidence for the famous Shroud of Bob?
And how did the image of the pipe?
There was a pipe implanted on the shroud, and then bound by his genitals, there was nothing. And that was for sure Bob.
Because the all-consuming flame which originally impressed the image was thought to have emanated from just that spot.
No, Bob impressed the images by blowing smoke that formed the picture that represents his pipe, and of course... the part by his genitals where there was nothing.
And scientists are agreed that although Bob may not have himself impressed the image, everyone else who was present was certainly impressed.
Right.
Just by the force of personality emanating there.
By the strange, curious, vigorous, penetrating force of his personality.
By being bound with rubber bands and pieces of Tupperware.
For all eternity.
Rubbermaid, into a bamboo cross.
While weasels and vultures ripped his liver.
And they did it right about Christmas time.
When good cheer was in the air.
Yeah.
And to avoid the rush.
Instead of at Easter. They really did the crucifixion at Christmas, not Easter.
Get the holiday business.
That is if you believe that he was born in 2 B.C.
He was born wearing a toupee. That was
not a 2 B.C.
1 B.C., 2 B.C., 3 B.C.
It was a 2 B.C. presidency.
And then Bob
invented
breakdancing, and he invented the rotisserie oven, and he invented the snap-lock lid, and he invented bent blue grass.
Yeah, he tried to hold his kisser in the oven, but it got too hot, so he pulled it out, and he shoved it in a bucket of water, and a great big cloud of steam came, and it rolled hot.
And he had cum. He had invented the orgasm three times over.
You're funny.
No, you're not.
He invented the snap-off orgasm.
Oh, yeah. I can be much funnier.
It's the early hour of the morning.
The early hour. When the
good morning. It's the funny competition calls.
We're going to tell the funny...
Take six showers, say seven Hail Marys.
Which of the doctors is more funny than the other?
Me.
Oh, no.
Hey, did you hear I taught my dog how to play cards?
No, but if you'll hum it, I'll try to pick it out in my ocarina.
Well, he's not too good. Every time he gets a good hand, he wags his tail.
What's the difference between a duck? Answer, the more it spins, the much.
Oh, yes.
Why is
and
a raven like
time.
A writing desk? That'll stump him.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why
what
is a raven like a writing desk? I never understood
why is
that.
A raven
why
like
are
the,
are, do I only have 2 feet and 4 hands? I've never understood that.
What do you call a sub-genius who has both hands in his pocket, but only 1 foot in his shoe?
A perv.
Well,
go back to sleep.
Well,
you
asked.
Yes, and you answered.
How many lemons does it take
4.
For Bob's hair to turn blonde?
I've had this story confirmed.
And an A.
How many hamburgers does it take? Bro?
How many callers can go to sleep on the head of a pin?
I don't know. Depends on.
Could be a hint. Could be a hint.
How many programmers can fall asleep on the butt
job?
Of a pun?
On the edge of competency.
How many video game programmers can sit in front of a
I didn't call. This wasn't me.
How many
Goodbye.
Pac-Man can gobble up Bratwurst and Wienerwurst?
No, talk to me. Talk to me.
Right in the center of things.
I trust it.
We want the...
Everywhere.
We want the...
Across the land.
Hey.
Across the store, BC.
Oh, not that again. Yes.
Don't disconnect this guy. He's really good looking.
Yeah.
I want him for later.
Tune him in.
Put him in a bag. Tie him up.
Here you go. We'll keep them in a little fresh bag.
Okay. Ziploc. Zip
right.
snack.
Zip it up, and then I'll take deep breaths.
Keep them for snack
die.
Time.
Those flesh bags
come,
may look unsightly, but they do
the
champion
too. That'll be my second coming.
I'm going to take them back to the Noe Valley.
Yes, and here's a little tiny Bob cheerleader to see you off.
What rough beast.
What? That. Oh, is the show over?
Yes, it's almost over.
It sometimes seems that the show is over before it ever begins.
Stay on until the end.
Oh, I dare you.
That's what
you'll be saying Sunday night.
That's what
I know. You have all power. You're like a fascist government with the power to disconnect me and...
That's right, and don't forget to look for hints of subgenius in the movie Sunday Night. Yes, there were subgeniuses involved in producing the movie, and there will be hints of Dobbs' power in that movie, and you'll be seeing little pipe-wielding people.
No, I was just saying.
Dobbs is blown away by the same program you will be.
We've got other callers coming in. Let's take a listen at what they've got to say.
Hey, Rubbermaid, you can snap off my bits anytime you want.
How many bites?
Gee, that made me feel like I was just back at home. That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you, little caller.
Now that light is flashing on the edge of the control panel, just as they're pulling those rods out.
I like to tell that loud caller that the Rubbermaid may be fast, but I know she's not cheap.
She's a Minute Maid.
You ever been to one of those Rubbermaid parties?
A real life drama. No, but I was one of those.
That's because you're a guy. You'd never get invited, see?
Yeah, they're union seat anyway. You couldn't come.
The ritualistic aspects, I guess, that's where you march around with the things on your head. And
well, the women subgeniuses are masters of the kinky ritual.
They wear a fez,
ritual.
You see. It's a part of the. It's the
yes,
uniform.
Yes, I do.
In fact,
I do wear a fez.
And that's all
He's
they
never
wear.
Been to our house.
That's right. All she wears, just a fez around
it's
the house.
A fez and some fuzz.
Meet these people through the dating service.
No.
No.
We're too jaded for a dating service.
I'm married.
And we're too dated for that.
Forget
Anything
it,
else
bub.
Is just a game.
Well,
do you think
I
we're pandering and procuring
anyway,
on the air?
Let's
do
go.
Do Rubbermaid use mahogany diaphragms or what?
As a prophylactic measure against the
crime.
Yes. And
yes.
Now it's the end.
Don't hesitate.
No, not yet, not yet.
Well,
you know, then I guess it's up to you.
It's a matter of complete indifference to me.
Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed the Subgenius Hour.
Yes, and we'd like to thank the Mystery Strikers, who you can read about in the Stark Fist, and we'd like to thank the Mysterious Hal, and we'd like to thank Mysterious Bob Nelson, and I'd like to thank Mysterious Puzzle Notice for being here once again, exciting you for these little tiny bits of frenzy. Good night.
Wrinkling your nose in that fashion.
Something smells.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I smell nothing.
It's coming from under the floor.
No, say you don't smell it. I mean, there's nothing to smell. Nothing. Here, take two of these.
It's unmistakable.
You won't smell anything. Just take these. You don't need a glass of water, do you?
Oh.
There you go.
Go to sleep.
Open lips and pass the gum. So look out, stomach. Here it comes.
I don't know. I still smell it.
Hear anything like a heartbeat, I suppose.
I not only hear a heartbeat, but fingernails scratching against wood. I'm sure.
Oh, no, not those long, uncut fingernails.
Yes.
Why wouldn't Bob cut his nails? I asked him many times. That he had a certain uncleanliness about his person which always seemed to distract me. Yet I would not call myself mad. No one saner than I.
And I don't know. There are people who would argue with me.
Well, let's not get into that now. In other news, a spill of beef fat on the highway caused widespread nausea as drivers pulled to the side of the road, trying desperately not to vomit. We'll be back to that in just a moment, but first, this. Don't miss the Ed Holmes Show, coming right up at Life on the Water. Yes, it's wonderful. Life on the Water at Port Mason. Ed will have many guests, and I, Dr. Howell, will here as the dog food salesman and jolly confidential co-host, Gesundheit. Now I see by our little board that those little caller lights are already lighting up with the rancid voices of the same old callers whom we despise and wish would stop pestering us at this unlikely hour when churchyards and audiences yawn and the spirits of the dead hover gibbously around the tombs of living.
You want to get it? No, I'll get it.
No, you get it.
No, you get it.
No, I don't get it.
You get it.
Oh, there we go.
I got it.
You want it?
Wait, okay, I'll take it.
Do you have it? Oh, do they have it?
Somebody get it.
Somebody get that.
Hello? Is this a show?
Is your mind ringing?
This is some sort of show somewhere.
Pick up the handset.
Today is my birthday, and I'd like to know if I could get some bobs and maybe use those towards, a lot of slack.
Bob, Slack, a Jedi knows not these things.
I'm 25 years old today, and I want to be a member of the Seventh-day
Church. Why, he's a mere
Church.
Spring chicken, a little pullet, I'd say.
Okay, I'll follow him with a ruffle wristlock.
No, wait a minute, don't pull it. Just keep your eyes on your scriptures and your feet on the floor.
Okay.
Brush your teeth, get a clean windshield when you drive forth and rise, shine.
Who's on the show tonight? Poster tonight,
Let's look.
Well, we have Campliga Splendigi on lead guitar, and here we have puzzling evidence behind the multi-index memory brain board.
How about him?
Suspended in his brain solution is the pulsating brain matter of Dr. Howell.
Which one is the Howell?
Where's
A.O.L. Nail? A.O.L. Nail
is Nail. No, actually, she's on her way to Long Beach, right?
Long Beach? I thought she was in Mexico.
She was.
Well, she
returned.
Gets around.
She returned so fast?
Whee!
Okay, but anyway, I'd just like to know, can I,
Well, you're not letting us complete the roster.
We do have another...
I'll call you back then.
Don't you want to hear? He can't even take the news.
No, no, okay, yeah, I know, it's true. I'll get it.
Other person in
I gotta
party.
Take it. I want slack.
You want it all? Yeah, okay, here we go. I'll get it.
And for your information, the dominatrix's birthday was this week as well, so
unless you send me a present...
You don't get anything, baby.
Sexy woman.
Stop trying to usurp the dominatrix's birthday. See what happens to those who try?
Youngsters think you know it all.
Am I now a member of the church?
You are now dismembered.
I'm 25 years old. I want to be a member of the Church of the Seventh Junior.
I'm sorry. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Okay. Thank you.
We hope that last caller is immature.
No, I'll get it.
Regular caller.
Oh, I'll get it.
I'll get it. Just a note to say I love your show. The outrage is refreshing, an odd response perhaps, and your choice of music has frequently made my day. Thanks, and don't go away.
Now, what are we going to do now? I remember all the time. I'm trying to get rid of that thing.
Remember.
I Xeroxed the membership when I put it in the big notebook underneath the dog's throne. But I don't want to do this anymore. I want out of this church. It's awful. Every time I see that guy, I have to shoot him. I don't know if I can afford the bullets anymore in this.
Bullets, not bullets.
Oh, no, here he comes. I got him.
My God, why don't you dig up Bob and get him out of there? He stinks.
Okay, now, I know, but you can smell him all the way over there?
No, all the way up here on the run.
I was right.
Pay no attention to this idiot.
Yeah, I'm sure there's nothing there. Hal and me didn't do
not
nothing.
Not just me, man. Don't
didn't
just
do
say no, Hal.
We didn't do nothing.
Hey, I would have to run you all into the station
hey,
now.
No, come on.
No,
we didn't
do anything.
Man, I didn't do a
thing. I know you did.
Thing, man.
I didn't do anything, so it's we're okay.
But you know what really burns my ass?
Okay.
Pyroflagellation. No, but seriously. what is the devil doing?
Let's go over there. Okay, now she was on some sort of nonsense.
I know, that's what they told me.
I'd like to compliment your engineering staff on the high quality of your audio signal chain. I find it very enjoyable to hear your programming with all of the transparency and accurate imaging remaining intact. Keep up the good work, callers.
Oh, thank you very much. I talked to Mr. Onan Canabite tonight.
Well, I hope you didn't experience anything growing on the palms of your hands.
He stayed at GGG's house for 2 days, and he did an hour of slack from the bar and had a cut-up, bang-up,
hour of slack. Sweet hour of slack.
Pie-eating time.
So who showed up for that famous, show?
Stang was there, and...
Ivan Stang, that Stang of Stangs, the master of the gang of gangs, and
you
author
sound like you haven't had enough show
hangs.
Coffee for today, this morning.
I gotta get some more show, man.
Be careful that you don't show all over the place.
Attempting pyroflatulation over there on Channel 2.
Too late.
But so what was the general, this false doc stock? Was it fun? Was it not fun?
Doc stock? What, who?
Well, I mean, the official gathering of the doctors isn't
I'm
a
not
sensitive.
Into these pretty little...
me neither.
Well, you would be if you paid attention.
I'm just on the fringe of the church. I'm just trying to get into the middle where everything is much more interesting.
Right.
Yes, in the middle road thou shalt know the safest.
Actually, there is an actual doc stock scheduled for May in Arkansas.
Doc stock?
Yeah, they put it off because Byron's got a big job.
You know, if there was a subgenius convention, it would be in some place like Arkansas that everyone would really want to go to.
Exactly. You know, the Ozarks. Where they have
the Ozarks in Arkansas? I thought those were in Missouri.
Well, that's all in the same area.
No, it's going to be a comedy club down there called I Don't Care.
Actually, it might be a comedy. Here, we're going to work on your teeth now. While we go to this comedy club in Boston, New York. Where else is he going?
Well,
he's
we watch
a list
Hillbillies with Horrible Teeth as they laugh toothlessly at the crude, low-handed
Philadelphia. Baltimore. Oh, now we're talking big venues. That's probably the second-story bookstore.
You see, many people have wondered where this hillbilly po-bucker element in subgenius comes from.
That's where subgenius humor would go.
Crude subgenius humor comes from. Well, the fact is, it comes from places like Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Time slowly goes by before the show will be over and we'll be free again.
All this pee-bug and poop-worm stuff has its origination there.
Not the poop worm, the lair of the poop worm. Well, I was just editing that down last night.
The larva of the poop worm.
I can
that's it over there on the wall.
The conquering poop worm.
Yeah, the only movie I've seen in a while tied up blonde versions.
And its hero, the poopering worm.
I'll get it.
Oh, no, I'll get it.
No,
you know, I'm not
using
a lover
my brain
of
hard
music.
To figure
I'm
out how to get
sure
them in the edit. They don't make any sense.
Category,
sure,
actually.
So, how are we
going
to find out the experiments to prove that the Earth is hollow sphere?
Well, anyone who thinks about that can understand
anybody
that.
Anybody watching the show right now, you see we're descending quickly. We're going the opposite direction tonight's show. Instead of toward the outer sphere, we're going into the inner sphere.
You see, many people, for some reason, have difficulty understanding the concept that the Earth is bigger inside than it is on the outside. Well, it's all a very simple business. Once you explore,
we know some
you
planets
find
like that.
Out
some
the
whole
answer.
Galaxies are like that. But
you
so,
see,
of course,
wherever there's a continent on
the
outside, there's
the
an ocean on the inside. And wherever there's an ocean on the inside, there's a continent
here
on the outside.
The show of the ages.
Yes, that's how the hollow Earth was formed. But, you see, when there's a continent on the outside and an ocean on the inside, that means that the oceans are pretty damn small, because for one thing, they're on the inside. For another thing, the continents are much smaller than the oceans on the outside.
Well, three-quarters of the surface on the inside is actually land, right?
That's right. So the inside world is larger than the outside world, having more land area. And the oceans, though rather small by our external world standards, they're still large enough to
looks like a
house
little
a variety
that's
of prehistoric creatures.
I think the size of a little H.O. soldier.
I mean,
like an H.O. Egyptian can get across
those special
there.
Effects were pretty good. Look at that dinosaur.
I think the little H.O. Israelis here, they can't run that fast because the big H.O. wave's about to catch up with them.
That's in Mossad at the Earth's core.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The
wait a minute.
Third
now,
film.
Yeah, it's definitely down in the vault there. You
know,
get the free film, but those guys don't want
to
talk about much down there.
And then these are the pirates of the Corsair Sea.
Oh, yeah. Wow, neat. Look, they're setting fire to their own sails. Why do they do that?
They're fighting dinosaurs.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, to scare the dinosaurs, they've set fire to their own ships.
Actually, they're a rude, crude lot, inbred and with low intelligence and inferior forms of humor.
But good ratings, Hal, and that's the important thing on radio and TV.
Well, please, Mom and Pop and the kids and the whole family.
That's right. And what
Although,
else is there in this?
Personally, my family detests them.
Whose brain is bigger, Brontosaurus or Ronald Reagan?
Fred Flintstone.
A Ronaldsaurus.
Well, Doug, we're on the show once again.
Gee, Fred,
all we do here on the show is talk to our friends far away.
Hey, stop talking to your friend.
Doug, Hal saw you over there. Oops.
Yeah, this is a serious matter. We're broadcasting, and according to FCC regulations, you can't place little species receptors like that in under your microphone. And,
in my ear. This scientific stuff, I don't know.
Well, the other day I was...
Other caller alert.
My gosh, look, a bright light landed over those trees.
Oh, wait, then don't I get to be blown up?
It seems it's a horrible...
We can't do that until after 5, FCC. But we can do it. Well, you think we should sneak in and blow up before 5?
My God, I think they're trying to communicate. Oh, blow yourself up. I beg your pardon.
Well, I don't know.
Look, they're taking off again. I guess, just for now, it wasn't the time for us to meet.
Yeah. You
can. Oh, my God. Can't move. I like in how, some weird ray. You must go, reach
we
oxygen
must,
switch.
We must write out a witch sometime. Our list of all the things that you can do to get blown up on the show. Pressing
blacking
the button
up,
and blacking
it.
Out.
Blowing
and
up.
Kick it and blowing up. And
I'll get it.
No,
I'll
get it.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's supposed to be on the inside.
Now, remember, we're not joking about this. This is
okay,
absolutely
you ready to get blown
serious.
Up?
Yes, this is true. It actually is Dominatrix's birthday. Stop mumbling and muttering in your self-preoccupied babble and understand that you're going to have to send a present to Dominatrix Stigmata. And money? Money is to burn. A moist object found on the White House lawn proved to be Nancy Reagan's missing Rolodex, which had contained the addresses of Cary Grant and other celebrities. According to White House spokespersons who spoke anonymously only on the condition of complete anonymity, the former First Lady had stored the missing Rolodex in a warm, intimate, personal place. Doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital.
Oh, thank you for keeping this, Nancy.
An
we'll slide this out.
From Ronald Reagan.
The caller's gone.
Now this.
But I'm sure that the general public is, in general, thankful to see you, Nancy, displayed like this.
Yes, she's pinned up like a patient etherized upon a table. Or a frog on
public.
A dissecting boy.
Well, that's the way it is when you live in a fishbowl, sort of, when you become the president's whatever.
Do you think she might be listening right now?
Nancy?
Reverend
she could
Nancy,
be on
yes.
Forget it.
On K something or other. SM.
Those pillows haven't done any good. I still smell that.
That stench of rot and corruption from the tomb. The conquering worm doth glide among the cheekbones of hideous Bob Nelson's stretched out cranium. And now the withered flowers of mortality bloom upon his ruined cheeks.
There's one.
As the effluvium of gas and eternals.
Oh, no, we're not on the air.
Oh, you're not?
We decided not to do a show
here.
Nobody's down here at the station. Nothing's going out through KPFA, KPFC, Northern and Central California. Here, I have no shows here.
Is Ed Burton there?
No, Ed Burton's dead.
Ed Burton, how about Fantasy Call?
Reverend Hal, you're going to have to share with this listener the truth about Ed Burton, I'm afraid.
Oh, my gosh, he passed away?
Yes, how did you hear that? It's true.
I heard it through the 15th show on...
You mean on KPFA?
Oh,
94.1 FM?
Okay.
Well, no, you see, one of our operatives wrote a letter to Aunt Bertha pretending to be Billy. You know, Aunt Bertha always hung out with characters named Billy and Timmy and so on. So Billy said, you know, dear Aunt Bertha, I really want to come to Jesus and so forth. And he got a letter, not from Aunt Bertha, but from Uncle Charlie.
Oh, shoot.
And it said, and I kid you not, Aunt Bertha is in heaven now, Billy. The stories you heard her tell were on tape recordings that were played where you heard them.
Is there going to be a burning, can I send some food stamps to you guys?
Please do care of the Subgenius Hour, 2207 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704.
Okay. Sign off.
And good riddance to bad rubbish.
Did you know Uncle Charlie's dead, too? Someone else is writing those letters.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He was an alcoholic.
Now what are we going to do?
I'm sure
you're going to have that jar of Wellman's mayonnaise there.
No.
This, like
hey, Wellman.
Show is
give me that jar of Wellman's mayonnaise.
No.
So you can hand it to me.
Return to Reverberations as Manly Wade Wellman describes his career as a fantasy writer in the pulp fiction of the 40s and the 50s. But now, yes. And now I think you're ready for a little of this.
And some of this. As we
now
drive down the freeway
toward
a more vibrant future.
Ah, it's like thousands of tiny fingers.
Yes!
Telling you to let go.
Well, sure feels good here in the future. It's like bubbles all over your skin.
Yeah, if those knee-jerk and egg-sucking limp-wristed liberals don't foul it all up.
Here on KPFA and KCFC.
I do want to tell you something. You're not doing a good job.
A bunch of people down here.
Don't get me wrong. I'm as appalled as you are by the lack of real news in the mainstream press. I don't have to recite that litany for you. We agree on that. That's why it matters that you're not doing a good job. Why do I say that? Well,
One of the main things that comes through after listening to your station is the left-wing self-righteousness. It's very annoying. I keep hearing over and over again that you folks have figured out what the rest of us want to think. And
you folks.
Is just
the people on the UFOs.
Me that you're
UFO,
right.
Get it? You folks? Okay, well, anyway, it's a radio term, I think.
My beef here is not just with the more politically correct than thou folks. It's not just that it annoys me. It certainly does annoy
Somebody
me.
Has messed
it
up
really
on the show.
It really annoys me. But it's also bad journalism. It's
you.
Bad journalism because when your announcers
well,
and interviewers
right
have their mind
you.
Made up what the story is, they never get around to asking
See, on the little shelf there?
On the Subgenius show.
There's a little skull on the shelf there in his brain.
Not a skull!
Something.
No! No! Oh, this is just plastic.
No.
For God's sake, get a grip on yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you
I
know,
see.
We buried
no,
him good at
That's
me.
Why it glows in the
There's
dark.
No
I thought real... Bones glow in the dark, like heebie-jeebies.
There, that glow is easily explained. It's light refracted off the ceiling tiles.
Oh, I see.
Glow
in
from
in here
the
in the tomb,
board.
The ceiling tiles, I reflect a lot more than... I get nervous. I'm just gonna...
God, you know, she's right. We should get some light
on. We should get out of here. Come on, it's 3 in the morning. No, it's 5 in the morning.
Somebody else, I know
Let's
guys.
Just leave. I don't feel so good hanging out here. It's
Why
scary with these skulls
confess?
And ceramics.
No, we didn't. Can't confess. Once you do something like this, you... Hey, is my mic on?
Hey, no.
Right. I confess. That was an Alfred Hitchcock film.
Yeah, what's this show? Yeah, we're just doing, like, funny radio
funny,
stuff. Yeah.
Radio.
Oh, what happened to him?
Oh, no.
Hey, what's that? The guy with headphones coming up out of the floorboards.
The inspector hits.
Come on. Now, listen, get out of here. Okay. I got it nailed back in. It's like these radio show hosts never die.
Blip, blop.
It's not a card here. Blip, blop. See, one for each card.
I'll get it. And we'll be right back to Blip, Blop, Space Detective. See,
by the way, what's that guy's name? Weber, something Weber, UFO detective.
Oh, there's another one hovering around our antenna.
Oh, yeah.
Get that thing out of my face.
It looks like
That's
ball
no
lightning
thing.
Or reflections in the atmosphere. Perhaps dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas.
Marsh gas?
Yeah, well, it's an
yes,
old trick,
all the
but
way
it works
from
on
Mars.
Humans.
Yes. You see, what people didn't realize was, as Dan Quayle said recently, the canals of Mars are perfectly real. Or were.
Here, Dan, in a solid suit, begins to explore
irony,
the planet's
just
surface.
As Earth telescopes got better, the Martian canals themselves were eroded by vast sandstorms on the planetary surface.
Here, Dan
causing
Quayle's
modern
space suit is pitted
that
by
they
the
never
sand.
Existed.
But the sadly descends toward the surface.
Storm-tossed ancient planet is constantly seething. Then, again, some structures on its surface are built up by the industriousness of its ant-like ruling race.
Like these big faces in large buildings.
Oh, they've got big
Dan
faces,
passes
but
quickly
cut
over
them open
them.
And they're
you
all
like
hot.
Like ants?
Yes, here's Aunt Bertha.
Pika, 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 pika.
Here's Aunt Jessica. Oh, the little blast of wind blows Danny along the surface.
I hope you like this story, boys and girls. There isn't
now it
much
seems the Martian armed forces
here.
Have caught wind of
and
Dan Quayle's arrival.
We'll just have to make sure
Is that, you,
that Jesus saves us here on Mars.
Is that you, Aunt Bertha?
Now Dan
yes,
unfurls his vice presidential
me.
Flag.
Come over here and sit on the porch.
Sit on the poor, I think it reads here.
Floating around?
Yeah, we're floating around Aunt Bertha's poor.
Oh,
out
my
here on
God.
Mars.
Who's that?
And the army of Aunt Bertha is assembling in the main corridor.
Someone's outside our spaceship.
Aunt Bertha, who's now over 189 years old, and has barely a grip on reality this morning, but she's still here with us on the show.
Let's see.
Is it true that Aunt Bertha beat Billy
and
gave him a black eye?
Billy, what on earth?
Because he failed to...
Billy?
Yes, Aunt Bertha has a life of her own here on the show,
Billy?
Though she's gone to the angels
Billy?
For the rest of America.
Oh my
Billy.
Goodness.
We've got her...
Billy? What
we've got her pinned down here on the show. Her little soul's pinion by large pins to the cotton wad in the lobby.
Oh.
And we're putting the giant chloroform handkerchief over Aunt Bertha's face so she'll sleep until the next show. And now Aunt Bertha's army is carrying her back into her sepulcher where she'll sleep until next week.
Oh,
she'll only come out for the beginning of each show.
Give her a tranquilizer, it'll help her.
Well, we give her the tranquilizer of the ages.
Has she got arthritis?
No, she's got good fortune.
Arthritis, neuritis, neuralgia, and rheumatism in its final, most painful stages.
I wonder if Aunt Bertha ever burned money.
She burned enough in her lifetime to raise the pyramid of Thutmose Big Nose III up to the zenith,
ouch,
where the glowing god Hephaestion smirks in Vulcan's blue diadem.
So there.
She raised chinchillas in the heavenly fields, which grew to fluffy clouds, which rained their dandruff down on Earth's golden fields. And soon, the temples of Nasistine were built by the heroic sons of the angelic hordes of Oni.
No. This is the wrong church.
And then the golden sphere of Bahal Bamurfanistan rose up, glowing above the awed heads of the mob. Through the press of humanity, the lictors carried the young Athenian noble as he sneered upon his slaves and ushers. He stopped in front of the glowing sphere and, flipping his tunic at the crowd, entered its glowing opaque interior. The result? Well, it was the Subgenius Show that we all know and love today.
Brian Eno.
And send your money not to Brian Eno, but to the Subgenius Show, KPFA, 94.1
FM. Brian Eno, he's the guy that discovered that planets weave around each other.
That's 94. How could it be 94704? Everything in California up here is 941.
Now you'll notice
I must have been giving the wrong
the caller's head
time.
Is bombing up and down outside the caller there on Shattuck Avenue. It's kind of like the ocean, the real life situations out there.
Get that guy from here to call me up.
Oh, yeah, hey, look, the caller's put on the wrong head.
Going through
and he's
your
bombing
head.
Up and down with the wrong
feed
head.
Your head.
Oh, I think he's turning to another caller here. Oops, there he goes.
Beware of 9-pound spiders infesting the fuselage. What can you do about this fuzzy and persistent frog?
Well, we have the dominatrix take care of our arachnids during the show.
She stamps on our little spider friends. The dreaded cat spider of the South American jungle. It's in the plane somehow. We've got to kill it.
The tingler.
It causes us to ditch this thing in the drink.
Yeah, not that.
Our boys went up
against
many
problems. I've called Sam to find out what to do, but I'll get it.
Romance run. Giant spiders were only worth. Those were
now we're sharpening up the knife here so we can cook this 10-pound cooking spider.
Boys. Really, once you get right down to it, the idea of cooking up a big spider for dinner is no more repulsive than having a large, tasty, succulent lobster or crab.
My favorite's the fried legs, you know, and all crispy.
After all,
don't leave them on too long, though. They turn to carbon very quickly.
Crustaceans are carnivores, just like their land-crawling relative, the giant 9-pound tropical spider.
Now, that 1 pound makes a big difference.
Delicious odor as you slap one of these babes on the barbecue is, well, it's certainly better than the odor in this control room. I don't know if I can go on with this.
Week after week.
Something about that smell?
Well, actually, after a while, it'll stop smelling. That's what the manual here says. We just have to wait it out and not have superstitious fantasies.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
But sure. I had to do it because of what he said about fantasy color. You know what what a foul-mouthed beast he was.
Well,
right
sure
while I was doing the show.
Now.
It issueth forth from his mouth, yes. No, it reminds me of a medieval treatise I was reading called the De Masticatione Mortuis in Tumulus, which is about how the dead chew in their graves. Yes, it's true. Dead people in their graves chew and make a sound like chewing with their jaws, which can be plainly heard as medieval peasants wander in the dead of night outside their graveyards.
Yeah.
Indeed, near Basel, Switzerland, the canons of the diocese had certain graves opened, and they discovered that the dead people inside had not only clawed at the interior with their long, misshapen fingernails, but with their horrible, stinking mouths, chewed away large portions of the coffins.
Okay, they were watching
the
them hack and hew now on their way out of the show.
Yes, what a fine, festive feasting it was. So many
subjects that everyone cares about.
Insects chewing and biting away at the robbing. What a wonderful feast it was. The table was set below the ground. And there in unison they chewed and masticated beyond the
The
Venus community would like to support.
This is the cry of the common grasshopper.
When magnified 10,000 times, it almost sounds like a human screaming in mortal agony.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. It's just radio, okay?
Sound waves in our normal atmosphere keep the hideous sounds commonly made by insects from our ears. Through the miracle of sound amplification, we will now listen to insects scream in the agony of their deaths, which they feel just as keenly as we feel ours.
Yeah, okay, see, they sound like dogs here. If you take it, slow down the tape.
Barking spider loudly sounds its intentions as it goes after its victim, a pitiful damselfly, struggling vainly in its wake. A pack of dog spiders appears on the scene and cheers the master arachnid on as its clacking pedipalps do their deadly work.
Clackety clack clack.
Yeah, clackety clack. We've seen it all before. Get Marlon Perkins in. Jeez, I mean, you're a lousy audience, but and money, you know, money is the bird. How come we're not hearing the story of the Pyramus of Massassine that was erected by Thutmose III? I thought we were supposed to have the educational portion. And ain't we gonna frap out?
Now gone.
Oh, I just don't understand. I don't understand.
And now we open the secret door.
I don't know if I can go on with Aunt Bertha out of the picture. People think we make all this stuff up. That's so irritating. Everything that's said on the Subgenius show is true. And it turns out that Aunt Bertha really did shuffle off this mortal coin.
Shuffle to Buffalo. She's dead too. What are we gonna? What's Hal gonna?
Well,
I didn't think that would hurt her.
Almost a year of being chained to the stove. She chewed through her chain.
She did a good job.
Ran out in traffic and run over that car.
She told me she liked it. Yeah, I think I have that on tape. Yeah, that she said she liked it.
Well, play it back.
Hey, I've got.
Well, I will, but I can't do that
myself. I was just playing it, and she sounds fine on that tape. We're all just a bunch of tapes. I mean, as long as I can just play that tape, everything will always be fine. We're just tapes.
The multi-index memory bank is
a collection of tapes, which totally duplicates, though some experts still prefer to say mimic, the workings of a human brain. We interviewed the multi-index memory bank and found it had some surprising opinions.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, like your whole brain is a fantasy.
Hey, Swift.
That's true. The brain itself is a conceptual fantasy.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Aside from any picture produced inside it, the organ has to be considered as an existential whole.
Now we're going down the orthomatic nerve in the brain.
Here it is, that secret brain nightclub where all the brains relax when they're off duty.
Hey.
There they are drinking that tall glass of hot buttered rum, pia matter sludge.
What are they smoking?
Well, they're smoking at the end of their olfactory organs, those little frop tubes. And isn't it about time for us to join them?
Yeah, I think so.
So, at Brainerd's nightclub, where there's a phone at every table, we're going to continue broadcasting and play the best of Sub-G musical favorites.
And don't forget, send me birthday presents.
Send birthday presents to Dominatrix Stigmata, and don't forget to come to the show.
There's no caller surfacing there.
Get rid of this caller.
No. Dear Dr. Animal, my pooper worm, I'll call him Petey, eats like nothing else. Last night, in the feeding frenzy, he chomped a hole through my intestinal wall. What should I do? Signed, Henry the Herdiated Herbivorous Hermaphrodite.
Dear Herb, your little worm may squirm when a certain germ is introduced through his derm. That's the thing to do. Inject a small amount of virulent virus through this little fellow's epithelial wall. Then he'll die and fester in there, and you'll have to send Fester, the performing hamster, up your colon in order to retrieve that little goner. Then you can go to the general wing of the general hospital, where people are generally used to removing hamsters and other objects. And after that, you'll be home free, scot-free, on the true dialectic of subgenial understanding. We hope this answers your question. Oh, ow, my ears. Oh, I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. Oh, here, I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
Do I have it yet?
I think so.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, what's the beef?
I just wanted to know if I had it. Thanks.
Boy, we were a little too fast for him.
He's got a
Did you call the show?
848-4425 to find out if you can talk in the air for over 5 seconds.
848-24.
But first,
uh-oh,
here's
he
a story about injections in the buttocks.
Hi, well, Perry Stone.
Yeah, I've got a serious problem here this evening.
Well, spit it out.
Okay, I'm calling from a payphone.
What's your first problem?
Is it costing a lot?
Well, it could. So I'll do it as quickly as possible.
Well, it is. Well, we have this questionnaire they have to answer. It might take a little while.
Well, are you going to burn the flag or not?
Well, no, you don't have to. It's optional, but we'd really appreciate it.
I'll do the questionnaire afterward if you listen to my problem first.
Are you going to?
Okay. My mother-in-law,
she's a very big, fat spider.
Are you burning a flag right now?
Could you start that while you're talking to us? Get it started
and continue your question.
I'm wearing the flag around my waist. I'm wearing the, you know, shorts.
Right. Go ahead and light them.
I don't want to burn my butt here this evening.
Yeah. Well, no, we'll put the camera on.